Hello, I'm John Soutsos, investment advisor with IPC Securities Corporation. In this, my annual audio commentary, I will reflect on the 10th anniversary of the 2008 credit crisis that resulted in one of the largest stock market declines in history. I will also reflect on the stock market impact of the first 2 years of the Donald Trump presidency, as well as the major economic and market developments of the last 12 months. In addition, I will summarize how most of our clients' portfolios have fared during that period by using our most widely held portfolios as a proxy for performance. Finally, I will discuss portfolio allocation strategies for the current market environment and provide my outlook for the upcoming year. This commentary contains 6 sections, followed by a conclusion. I hope you find it informative. Section 1. Lessons of the Past. Legend has it that Baron Nathan Rothschild, a member of the 19th century banking family that was one of the wealthiest families in history, was credited with saying, "Buy when there's blood on the streets, even if that blood is your own." Whether or not he actually made that statement is still in question. However, the advice is well taken. 10 years ago, on October 6, 2008, the U.S. stock market, as measured by the S&P 500 index, closed at about 910 points, down from a peak nearly a year earlier of 1,565 points, a decline measuring more than 40%. Half of that decline, though, occurred within the previous 30 days or so. During this steep part of the decline, it was clear that panic had set in. Like all crises in the past, there will be a recovery. A quote from my recording in 2008. With an understanding of market history, I made my first audio market commentary at that time and suggested to my clients who were accumulating money for retirement that they should consider buying while businesses were on sale. For those already in retirement, I suggested they temporarily reduce withdrawals until the market began its recovery. Although the stock market continued to decline 5 more months after my audio recording, those that heeded my advice to buy that day in October 2008 would have begun earning a profit within 14 months by December of 2009. Today, 10 full years after my first recording, the S&P 500 index has more than tripled in value and stands at just over 2,901 points. Section 2. The Donald Becomes President. Nearly 2 years ago, on November 8, 2016, Americans elected Donald Trump as their 45th president. Since that time, he has become one of the most polarizing presidents in American history. Brash, arrogant, and controversial, his tweets, colorful past, and the dubious nature of his election victory have made him the daily topic for most major U.S. media outlets. CNN is single-handedly trying to provide coverage that they hope will ensure his defeat in 2020. So what have been his policies to date, and how have they affected the U.S. economy and stock market? In spite of his pompous and abrasive personality, the policies that the Trump administration initiated have, to date, propelled the U.S. economy to a level of strength that has not been seen in decades. A massive tax reform package enacted in late 2017 has been the primary catalyst. According to the website Trading Economics, real, that is, after adjusting for inflation, U.S. GDP growth is now over 4% annually, more than double the growth rate when he arrived in office. The unemployment rate has gone from above 5% to below 4%, its lowest level in nearly 20 years, and corporate profits have soared by about 18%. Consequently, the impact of his policies on the U.S. stock market have been spectacular. According to the website StockCharts.com, the S&P 500 index has a cumulative gain of 36% from Election Day in 2016 to today, about 1 month short of 2 years. By contrast, the TSX Composite Index, measuring the performance of the Canadian stock market, has so far this year declined by over 1% and is up cumulatively just 9% since the U.S. election and just 15% from the date of Justin Trudeau's election victory nearly 3 years ago on October 19, 2015. Section 3. Results over the last 12 months. According to StockCharts.com, for the 1 year ending October 4, 2018, the S&P 500 index has gained 13.7%. The TSX Composite, 1.5%, and the Morgan Stanley Composite Index of Europe, Australia, and the Far East, 3%. Collectively, these results represent the performance of most of the world's developed stock markets. Assuming an investor allocated equally to each of these three areas, owned 100% stock indices, and did not pay a management fee, they would have achieved an average return of about 6%. Most of our clients who have varying degrees of exposure to the stock market, from 60 to 80%, have over the same time frame experienced gains net of fees ranging from about 5 to 5.5%. Considering the lower exposure to the stock market and impact of management fees, our clients' portfolio results over this time frame have been excellent. Once again, the portfolio management process followed by our firm continues to produce strong, risk-adjusted returns for our clients. Complete performance details for all of Counsel's portfolios are available at counselservices.com. Section 4. Dynamic Currency Hedging. With Canada's stock market representing just 3% of the world's stock market, coupled with it being relatively undiversified with its overexposure to the resource sector, it is part of our firm's portfolio services practice to diversify our clients globally. The biggest stock market in the world is the American stock market. As such, the U.S.-Canadian dollar exchange rate has the potential to have a material impact on investment results. In order to mitigate the risk of currency movements, Counsel Portfolio Services utilizes a process known as dynamic currency hedging. This process involves a daily evaluation of the U.S.-Canadian dollar exchange rate, as well as the macroeconomic conditions and current trends that may affect it. When appropriate, Counsel Portfolio Services will implement a hedge against weakness in the U.S. dollar to protect our clients' investments. The process is dynamic in that it is not based on a predefined timeline like every quarter, but is assessed daily with hedging that can move anywhere from 0 to 100% and back again, according to need. During the last 12 months, the Canadian dollar has declined by about 2.5% against the U.S. dollar. For most of this period, Counsel was unhedged, which meant our clients benefited from the strength of the U.S. dollar. Today, a partial 25% hedge was implemented to protect from the possibility that the U.S. dollar might weaken slightly in the near future against the Canadian dollar. As noted, this hedge can be modified at any time as required. In the recent past, Canada's global competitiveness has weakened due to public policies at both the federal and provincial levels that have resulted in increased regulations, an inability to sell our oil at world prices, higher labor costs, higher taxes, and higher energy prices for consumers and businesses. As such, I personally expect the Canadian dollar to weaken over the intermediate term. In the very short term, the recent strength of the Canadian dollar has been related primarily to a relief rally from the recently completed North American trade agreement and rising oil prices. Section 5. Market Commentary and Outlook. Given the robust nature of the world's largest economy and stock market, the United States, I expect that the upcoming year will provide more gains for our client portfolios. These gains will not accrue incrementally, but will, as has been the case historically, ebb and flow with daily market news. Based on technical analysis, the U.S. market is still in a primary uptrend, and rumors of its imminent demise are greatly exaggerated. Bull markets don't die of old age. The principal precursors of a bear market are rapidly rising interest rates and narrowing participation in stock market gains as measured by market breadth. At present, neither of these conditions are evident. The current incremental increase in U.S. interest rates are small in magnitude and are unlikely to trigger a recession until 10-year U.S. bonds are yielding 5% or even more. According to Bloomberg.com, the current U.S. 10-year bond yield is about 3.2%. Currently, the principal driver of market sentiment has been U.S. trade negotiations worldwide. While the U.S. has made new trading arrangements with the European Union, South Korea, and most recently Mexico and Canada, it still has one large task: reaching a new deal with China. Given the nature of the current trade imbalance between the U.S. and China, the U.S. likely has the upper hand in the negotiation. Based on the successes achieved with the rest of the world, I expect the U.S. to gain some concessions from China. The timeline for a final agreement is unknown, but I don't expect negotiations to go on much longer than the next 3 to 6 months. Only time will tell. With interest rates now in an upward trajectory, bonds will be facing stiff headwinds. While actively managed bond portfolios can make adjustments to this reality, the return expectation will be quite low, even approaching zero. That said, bonds still provide risk mitigation when stock markets experience occasional declines. Your equity to bond allocation should be reviewed with me regularly in order to optimize your potential risk-reward trade-off. If you still have some of your money with other firms, now is the time to consolidate your financial affairs with my branch of IPC Securities Corporation. If you choose to do so, we will pay for any transfer charges associated with the process. It is not only important to consolidate your financial affairs from an estate planning perspective, but it may also result in your achieving lower overall management fees. Section 6. The need to plan still exists. Many people have forgotten the original reason for investing: to allow you to achieve your financial objectives. This includes short, medium, and long-term objectives. Most Canadians have not saved enough for retirement, and so must accept a downward adjustment to their lifestyle when they finally leave the workforce. Therefore, the need to save and invest still exists and cannot be interrupted by economic distractions. For those already retired, the risk of longevity also requires prudent planning. We can help you stay focused on your financial goals by creating a retirement roadmap, whether you are still accumulating or have since retired and are now drawing an income. We must meet at regular intervals to review the suitability of your current asset mixture and portfolio structure. Optimally, we should review at least semi-annually. I'm always interested in meeting with you, so please contact our office to schedule a meeting. Remember that we also provide estate planning services. In addition, we can offer a banking service review and have access to a travel insurance brokerage for regular travelers. Whenever you have to make a financial decision, call us first. In conclusion, thank you for continuing to have faith in our services and for being patient through periods of economic turbulence. Although we expect continued challenges from capital markets, we have innovative strategies that can be utilized to help you attain your financial objectives. I encourage you to pay close attention to my letters, emails, and audio messages, as this is the best way to monitor your portfolio and other economic developments. If you have not reviewed your financial circumstances with me over the last 12 months, please contact my office immediately to book an appointment. We can meet either in person or by phone. Feel free to recommend this audio message to a friend. We would welcome your referrals. I'm John Soutsos. Thank you for listening.
To reach John Soutsos, call 905-568-2000 or toll free at 1-888-568-1170. By email at jsoutsos@ipcsecurities.com or visit www.johnsoutsos.com.
Disclaimers: commissions, trailing commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus or fund facts before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated. Forward-looking statements in this commentary are not meant to imply any guarantees of future results. Stock market composite calculation. This composite is comprised of the returns of the TSX Composite Index, the S&P 500 Index, and the Morgan Stanley, Europe, Australia, and Far East indices. Complete performance history for all Council portfolios is available at councilservices.com. Statistics used for this presentation were sourced at the following websites: globeinvestor.com, stockcharts.com, research.stlouisfed.org, morningstar.ca, tradingeconomics.com, and bloomberg.com.